Armand, how are you doing tonight? And thanks for joining us.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking the time. I'm seeing a lot of social media stuff that the team's been posting of some of these off-season conditioning workouts. How's all that going for you guys?
It's going good. We've been putting that work in, getting ready for spring ball. So I think we'll have a good spring ball because we're putting that work in on like a lot of like conditioning and stuff like that, lifting weights and stuff like that. So yeah, I think we're going to have a good spring ball.
How's the new strength coach and training staff? How you fitting in with those guys?
They're good. They teach us how like different like aspects of your body, like to fix it, like to make sure you get better at what you're doing. Like it's not like just go out there and just lifting like heavy weights, like lifting like lower weight, but like more intensity to it. So like your body can like translate to the football field basically. Because like they was telling us like you only play like a couple seconds in the play. But, like, you need that explosiveness, like, for like, each second of the play. So you need to get off the ball fast. That goes, like, squats, like, exploding out the stance and stuff like that. Like, bench press, you spoke, locking out the O-line, man. Like, or locking out the D-line, whichever. So, yeah, it helps with, like, different aspects of the game. And with the speed work, too, with the trainers helping us, too. So, like, we're doing, like, speed work, 10-yard bursts, stuff like that, running to the ball. That helps with that, too. So, yeah, it's pretty much a good help for us. So.
Right on. I know it's been a pretty kind of crazy couple of months experience here, obviously getting to play in the college football playoff and then all the coaching changes and all that kind of stuff. How's that been for you and what kept you locked in with this new staff?
Well, what kept me locked in was like the position group, but like the rest of the D-linemen, because we know we got like we had like three D-linemen lead because they were like seniors and stuff and one retired. So we love them guys, but like, we got, like, the rest of our D-line, like, stayed together, like, stayed with us. And then, like, the people that are joining with us, like, we can, like, put them in the brotherhood, like, the D-Low brotherhood, too. So, like, that was, like, a big part in it. And, like, at the same time, like, I love, like, playing, like, here at Washington because it was, like, a good program and stuff like that. You can build yourself up. So, like, so, yeah. So, that's what helped me, like, basically stay here and, like, keep my mind focused on, like, what's ahead of me, like, keep on, like, grinding and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, we saw a lot of obviously roster turnover, lots of guys hopping in the portal and looking at their options, and a bunch of guys came back, which is great to see. Did you ever have any kind of moments where you were kind of opening up your options, trying to look around and see what was going on, or were you kind of just locked in with UW the whole time?
No, I was locked in with UW the whole time. Like, I was seeing other people do it. I was just talking to my parents and stuff like that, talking to my family and see what they was like give me advice on what to do and stuff like that. But like at the end of the day, I was like just like it all work at this point, because like you just gotta work hard to like beat out the people in front of you or stuff like that. Even if you were at the top of like the D-low group, you still gotta work hard so you can stay at that top. So that's what my mind was like. If I hit the transport, it's still like you gotta work hard to get to that point of you starting and playing like more. So it's like at the same time, I could do that here and still like work hard each day and each training session and stuff like that to get even better than I was before. So yeah, that's what my mind was.
It was mentioned, man, you know, by Aunt James, just about the brotherhood. And then obviously, you know, just the brotherhood in your position group, man. You know, who's a guy in there that's like a leader, that kind of really like held you guys down. I'd say like a favorite person in that group, whether it's this year or last year.
Last year it was like there's a couple of seniors like Tuli and MJ, like they was like the leaders of the group and they were holding us together and stuff like that. So we love them guys. It was like building a bond. So we usually do like D-Lo hangouts and stuff. They would set that up. So we just hang out, have fun, like play cards, like spades and stuff like that. So that was like fun games and stuff like that. And this year we was like one of the people I would say like the leaders of the group probably would be Jacob Bandez. Like he was like he helped the group stay together too, like leaning on us, like working out and stuff like that, more workouts to do, like to keep more up, like when the coaches was leaving and stuff like that, when we had that dead period, like he was like telling us like to get in and work and stuff like that, like extra work, boxing and stuff like that. So I appreciate him for like stepping up a little bit, just like because when the older guys left. So yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey man, I'm always the guy who's left. That's off awesome. The spades table, bro. I don't know why.
Me and my brother always teammates with each other, so we be being people in spades.
That answers my question. I was going to be like, who are the sharks in the room? But it sounds like it's you and Jay.
We'd be going crazy on the stage. Learning from my parents, though. My parents at home used to be hitting them spades every time, especially my granddad, too. We'd be going crazy, playing the old school music in the background. Just start playing them spades.
And so, I can see you imitating, slamming the cars from up here, too.
You gotta slam those cars that way you get some. Get some, you know,
the
ace of spades.
When
somebody put the king of spades, you got to.
That's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the new defensive staff. You got a whole new defensive coaching staff, and particularly your position coach, Coach Calfusi. But I mean, obviously, new defensive coordinator Steve Belichick. How are things going with him? What's your first impressions of the new staff?
Belichick, he seemed like a cool dude for real. Like, you won't even know, like, he the type of coach, like, that was up there in NFL and stuff like that. Like, you just see him, like, you don't think that, but, like, in his mind, like, the plays he be going through, like, stuff, like, you be surprised, like, oh, yeah, he know everything he talking about, like, and more with that. So, it's, like, that's great to see. And our coach, Calfusi, like, he bring the energy every time, like, every meeting, he be, like, saying, yeah, 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 and stuff like that. So he'd be lit in there for real. So he'd be like, don't be a yo-yo and stuff like that. Like, be one way one time and then be another way the other day. So, like, we just try to, like stay, like, at the high end of what he'd be talking about, because you don't want to be a yo-yo and keep on going up and down, up and down. So, yeah, I appreciate him because he teaches, like, bring that energy every time you go, like, work ethic and stuff like that, strain and stuff like that. So, like, yeah, the defensive staff, like, I like them. And I like what they're doing with the scheme and stuff like that. So I feel like we're going to be really good this year.
Is it different having, like, I don't know if it was like this last year, but I guess Calfusi has the whole defensive. Mm-hmm. Is it a little different, like those position group meetings?
Yeah, it's a little different with everybody in there. But, like, at this point now, I'm getting used to them now because, like, we all just in there, like, we just in there, like, laughing and stuff like that and still getting our work in. So, it was like a change in the beginning, like, having the edges and the D-line together. But, like, at the end of the day, it's, like, we all learning the same plays and stuff like that. So, it's, like, the edges can help the D-line if the D-line can help the edges and stuff like that with different plays and stuff like that, different calls. So, like, at this end of the day, it's, like, we all getting the same plays and we still working on, like, our same aspects of the game. So, it's, like, it's pretty good. I got used to it now, so.
A little bit of background on you and obviously your brother growing up together and playing football. What age did you guys start playing, getting into the game?
Oh, we got to start at the age of 7, and we went on the field. My dad took us to the field. Well, like, it was a tryouts, like, flag football. Like, it was, like, when I was, like, little, so it was, like, well, basically flag football for us at the time. So, like, at the beginning, like, I didn't like it for real. It was, like, I don't know why I'm out here. My dad was, like, just give it a try. And after that, like, I started building the love for the game. So, I was, like, after that, I started, like, going more and more and more. And then eventually, I started loving the game. Then I started playing it even more. So, it's, like, it went on from there. So.
And then just kind of piggybacking off of that a little bit, you guys are from Michigan, kind of a Big Ten country, traditional Big Ten country. What were your teams? You big, like, Lions fans, and then, like, college teams that you grew up watching up there? Who were your guys you were watching?
Lions, I was watching when I was a kid, but, like, normally, like, when I was, like, growing up and stuff, I didn't even watch college football like that. Like, I just heard one time, like, when I was in middle school about the big rivalry of Michigan versus Michigan State. Like, out of nowhere, because everybody still, like, was wearing different, like, color shirts and stuff, like, different color shirts. So, I was, like even in high school, like in the beginning, like freshman year or sophomore year, I still didn't know, like, that much about college until, like, I started, like, wanting to get to college for football. So, like, during that time, I was watching, like, Michigan State, Michigan, when I was, like growing up and stuff like that in high school. So, yeah, that was basically, like, hometown teams I was watching. So, but now I watch everything. So, I'm trying to, like learn the game even more. Like when I see, like, college football, I'd be like, I know exactly what call they be trying to do it in that call, like, probably be different name for it, but it's like, I know what that is for real.
You're talking about, you know, when you were playing flag as a youngster, were you playing any different positions, or has it always been the big boy positions, O-line, D-line?
I ain't gonna lie. When I was younger, when I was in flag football, I played running back. I was playing running back, and then I played QB in flag football when I was like middle school, like one year, and that was it. But like mostly it was like running back. I got MVP for DT for running back, and then after that my coach switched my position, and then like to fullback, and then I just started like eating more, you know, and then. Then I start playing defense because I like to hit the quarterback and running back. So I was like, yeah, and dominate the whole line. So it's like, that's what I wanted to do. So.
Sounds to me like we got to get Coach Carroll to give you a fullback dive goal line play here.
Yeah, I'll be good. I'll be down for it.
Or the Texas play that they ran to, I forget, did they throw that to Devondre or to Murphy?
I think to Murph. They ran it with Murph and threw it to Devondre.
Yep.
Right.
Hey, you gotta have Carroll put a couple of them in there for you, man.
I know. I'll be ready for it. Hey, put me in there. I'll be ready for it.
Kind of back to your origins in football. Well, I guess not origins, but what was kind of your moment that for you and for your brother that you guys realized that this was kind of something that you could move further into life with? Obviously, like you go past high school and actually start to pursue football further into your education and potentially up to the league.
Well, when we started noticing that, like, we can go, like, to college football and, like be good at it, it's, like, was our last year of middle school going into our freshman year of high school. Like, the high school was going to, like, we was wanting to play football, and they didn't have a football team there. Like, the school called Advanced Technology Academy, they didn't have a football team there. So, they made a football team for us so we can play football there so we can stay at that school. So, it's, like, that was, like, good for us because we was, like, starting, like, they starting to see, like, we can play football, like, better and better and more better. So, it was, like, sophomore year came around. We was going crazy. We start like, me and Jalen was, like, getting back to the quarterback more and, like, making plays more and stuff like that. And then the junior year came. And then, like, we were still doing – we were progressing, like, more and more and more. So, at the end of that, we went to – we transferred to our senior year at a different school. And, like, that's when, like, junior year, that's when we was like, oh yeah, we got to get somewhere so we can get like to like offers and stuff like that. Cause like we was not getting no offers, no. And the people and the coaches that was looking at us, it was like, there's not like really competition where he was at. So it was like, at that point, it was like, we need to go to like a bigger school, like so we can like get offers and stuff like that. So I'm blessed that Noakes seen us our last year of high school. So we got an opportunity to come here. So yeah.
Less of a question, just more of a comment, bro. Like, you know, as soon as you guys committed, and I think about you guys' first year on campus, man, I had a lot of people from the state of Michigan really, you know, patting you guys on the back, saying, like, we got some slept on guys and all that. So I've definitely been super hyped and can't wait for both of y'all to get on the field, man, for sure.
I don't know. I can't wait for it. It's going to be lit when we go on the field together.
Come on.
I mean, if you guys are forcing a school to create a football team just for you guys, that's some real real recognition right there.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Talk about a little bit of the benefits of having a twin brother. Obviously, you can go through the whole high school football process and recruiting process together and just having that kind of person to go through that with you. A lot of guys are just kind of on their own or with their parents or whatever, but to have someone actually going through what you're going through and doing the same stuff and getting to play at the same college, like what are some of the benefits that you see from that?
There's big advantages. Like a couple of things I can think of is like an apartment right now, like just me and him, like we don't have to, like we already been with each other for like 19, 20 years now. So it's like, we already know what it is and stuff like that. And like money can like go to like groceries and stuff like that. Like we spend get the same groceries, basically stuff like that. And like with a football aspect of it, it's like we can compete with each other every day. Cause you know, when we're growing up, we want to say who faster and stuff, who's stronger. And then, like, in a weight room, we could be like, I just lifted, like, 335 for three. And then he going to be like, oh, for real? Oh, yeah, let me go over there and lift 340 or 345. I'm like, stop trying to, like, I'm one up and be like, you're not doing that. So, like, that's, like, competition that it can be, that's a benefit for us because we can compete with each other. Like, And then it's like no other like competition there is. So it's like, yeah, it's a great competition for us.
That's awesome, man. Really cool that, you guys were able to kind of go through the entire process together and, actually end up at the same school. So that's super cool.
Yeah.
Who are some of your favorite players growing up? Who do you like to watch and kind of take some of their traits from their game and, try to add it to your bag?
Aaron Donald is the biggest one I was watching when I was growing up. Like I used to be like before high school games, I used to be putting on Aaron Donald film, get my mind right to go pass first or like dominate the line of scrimmage. Like that's one person I wanted to like model my game after, like the quickness, the footwork, the hand, the strength. Like he could take on two blocks and still get off and make the play. And like even the pass rush, like get two guys on you, you're still like going through one of them and then the other one still getting through it and still getting the sack. Like, yeah, that's my game I'm trying to model after, and like being stout in the run game too. Like that's a big factor in it too. So it's like, yeah, that's somebody I want to be. And Vita Vea too, I started watching a little bit. He came for me, so I was kind of modeling my game after him too, because he in a run game, nobody can block him too. Double teaming is no factor for him, so it's like in the past game, he was still getting off a pull slide and stuff like that. I was watching it, so it's like them two is like two people I'm like trying to model my game after.
Yeah, and you were talking about playing a little RB, playing flag football. Vita played a little running back in high school, all the way up into high school. So
okay.
That's a long, proud tradition at Washington. Mm-hmm. So,
all right,
that's awesome. Talk a little bit, like you know, you were talking about going through, you know, the recruiting process, and now obviously being here at UW with your brother. But you know, kind of talk us through that moment, and you know, and why Washington for you and Javon, and kind of what that moment was like when you guys decided to come here.
So when we came back from the, we was on a visit, like. When we came out here, like the city was beautiful, the state was beautiful, like everywhere we went, like the hotel was like you could see out to the water and stuff like that. We went to the stadium, you could see out to the water from the stadium too. So it was like it was so beautiful. I was taking videos. My mom was like, "Oh my God, she loved it." So it was like our family came out here, my grandparents and my parents was like, "This is a beautiful state. This is a beautiful place to be in." The coaches that was here, like, loved us and stuff like that. Like, they was, like, talking to us more and stuff like that. So, it was, like, it felt good to be out here. So, that's why we chose out here and stuff like that. And then when we got back home, we was talking to me and my brother. We was, like, I think this is a spot where, like, because both of us had the offer from there. So, it was, like, this is a spot, like, where both of us can be at. And then we both can thrive in, like, if we put the work ethic in and stuff like that. So, that's what it came down to.
And now that you guys have been here for a couple of years, what's like a pleasant surprise about the city or the Pacific Northwest that kind of caught you off guard? Where like, oh, man, Seattle actually is this, or?
Well, I would say like, because I heard like Seattle be raining all the time, but like when it's sunny outside, it'd be like nice. It'd be like super nice outside. So it's like, that's one thing. When they be saying it's raining all, like when it's sunny outside, it'd be beautiful outside and be feeling good. So it's like, yeah, that's one thing I'll say.
Bro, they be capping, bro. It don't rain that much. The clouds, you know.
Yeah, it be clouds and then a little sprinkles there, but it's like
it don't be raining. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
It rained harder in Michigan.
Probably so.
Yeah, on that same topic, what are some of the biggest differences between where you guys grew up out there in Michigan and what you got out here in Seattle?
I'll say the biggest difference is winter. Like, winter in Detroit, Michigan, is, like, you get, like, 6 foot of snow, like, on the ground. You got to shovel it, like, each morning, like, in winter, like, you got to shovel it each morning because that's how, like, much snow be pouring each night and stuff like that. And, like, yeah, the rain be, like, pouring, too. Like, sometimes it be pouring all the time. And then, like, the heat. I'll say, like, Michigan, like, when it gets hot, like, it gets hot. Like, you got to be outside, like, because it's, like if you indoors, it's, like, super hot if you don't got an air conditioner or nothing or a fan. So, it's, like, yeah, the heat be, like, hitting for real.
It barely got under 35 this winter.
Shit. I know.
Hardly.
I was lying.
Hey.
So, I was glad I'm not back at home.
I got to disagree with it. I'm out in the mountains a little bit, and... It didn't snow that much, but it was damn cold.
Hey, my man's got the electric blanket right now.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to hide it. It's right here.
Hood, Hooligan, you got anything else before we get to the next year question stuff?
No.
All right.
Let's move on.
Sounds good. So moving into next year, what is the biggest area that you want to improve in your game, whether it's on the field or weight training, conditioning, that kind of stuff too?
Well, the biggest part I want to fix is my speed, for real. I say speed because, like, different drills, I was looking at myself, like looking at myself doing the drills, and I could see I can get faster on them drills and stuff like that. And, like, it translates to the field. So that's what one area I can be, like, better at. And then, like, stamina too, like, running more on my own so I can, like, be in the game more longer. Because, like, even though plays be, like, 8 seconds, like, erect, like, it comes up, like, stamina, like, when it's, like, 4 plays back to back to back and the offense doing no huddle. So it's, like, the stamina got to be there, like, every time. And the coach got to depend on you to be in there and know, like, even if you're tired, like, you know the plays and stuff like that. So that's one area I would say, like, speed and stamina. So that's what I need to work on. So
on that that same topic, do you have, like, the coaches have kind of a goal weight in mind for you coming into next year that you want to play at?
They want me around, like, 305, 307, around that area. So, yeah, around the 300s in that area.
You're talking about being stout in the run game. That I'm 300, I'm going to do it for you.
There's a ton of snaps available at that position, man.
Yeah,
so
for real.
We obviously root for you, man. There's a lot of snaps available. With people running out of eligibility, retiring.
Yeah. You have any personal goals for yourself this season?
Personal goals? Just to make an impact on the team, like make plays, like anything. Every time I'm on the field, I want to make a play, like to change the game. So that's what a personal goal for me is, like get on the field, make plays that can change the game for our team so it can win. So that's one goal for me, like just to win the games, like make plays every time I'm on the field, like get sacks, get tackles. Like it doesn't matter how many in the game, it's one, just matters like that one play can change the whole game if I make that sack or tackle. So that's more in my mind. Like each play, I feel like I can make that tackle or sack because the work ethic I put in during the offseason, like during this time we were working out, like I know I can be confident in the game. I can make that sack because I'm faster than the old lineman because I'm like working hard on my speed and stuff like that. So yeah, that's what my goal is.
Right on. For the next season, obviously we're going into the Big Ten. And like we kind of mentioned earlier, you guys from Big Ten country, do you have any guys that you played against or with growing up or in high school that you might get to see playing against in the Big Ten or playing against those schools?
I got one teammate from Michigan State. I don't know if we played. We played this year. This year coming up or no?
Not this year.
I think they're very happy not to see Washington on the schedule.
Oh yeah. I haven't checked the like schedule to see what teams, but I don't know if we have any. We got Michigan. I got one player I went against in high school that I played against him. He's a teammate though, like basically a teammate of mine because we was playing the legacy game together. So we'll be seeing him. Like he's an old lineman, so we'll all see him. Like Michigan game, so yeah, and two other people too on Michigan too. We worked out with each other during the summer, like getting our weights in and stuff like that, condition. So I'll be seeing them like three, like when we play Michigan.
What's your kind of pregame ritual? So you got any like songs or meals or things that you do before each game that kind of get you in the zone?
I listen to gospel music when I get ready for the game. Like I do before like we go out like for like the game and stretch and stuff. I get a prayer in with my pastor. I call him up on the phone. He get us praying for me and my brother. So that's what pregame ritual I have, and then listen to gospel music on a bus ride there and like warming up and stuff like that. So yeah, any gospel music can get my mind right, calm my nerves down, So I know it's like a big nervous like atmosphere and stuff like that. A lot of people be there, so you gotta just calm your nerves down a little bit with gospel music and then get your mind right. So yeah.
That's wildly refreshing to hear, man. I got a question, and I think I might already know the answer now, but what are some things that kind of keep you grounded, you know, through this, like your chaotic schedule and, you know, school, balancing school, football, et cetera?
Prayer and listening to gospel music too, and especially my parents and stuff like that. My mom, she be coming out here like more and more now. She live in Michigan. She be coming out here like almost every other week because she want to see her two kids and babies. So I appreciate her for coming out here like more and more, like to be with us, and my dad too. So they talk to us on the phone and stuff like that when they can't be out here. So they keep us level headed, like stuff like that. So and the rest of my family too. So I appreciate them. Like some of them be checking in on me and see how my day was and stuff like that, and tell them and stuff like that. We just keep on talking and talking more and more. So yeah, I appreciate my family for keeping me, and then in prayer and gospel music too.
You kind of got ahead of me there. One of my next questions was going to be, who do you do it for? What's your why? What? And it sounds like the family out there in Michigan that they got you. another one here, kind of a fun question. Who do you think is the funniest guy in the locker room?
The funniest guy in the locker room. I would say Bandits, Jacob Bandits.
Okay.
He'd come in, like when we got like wake up early in the morning, like at 5 a.m. he'd come in and scream, be like, you got juice, he'd be screaming, giving us hype and stuff like that, playing music and stuff like that. I'd say he's the funniest guy in the locker room. So yeah.
We've had him mentioned a couple of times. This is a kind of a recurring question whenever we have a player on. Who is the best and the worst guy to give the aux cord to in the locker room?
The worst guy, I would probably say, that's tough because Bandits, like he, it's certain like genres, he like music he be playing that is bad. Well, sometimes he'd be good too. So it's like he in the middle, but I don't know like who like the absolute worst is. But like one of the best, I would say like my brother and me, because like we be like playing that old school little music and stuff like that. So it's like, but like certain times it'd be like they be playing like hip hop music and stuff like that. So yeah, I say like my brother, like for real.
Give me two artists that's on your playlist.
Two artists. Jodeci.
Ooh, come on now. Ooh.
Okay.
I was just listening.
Temptations. Well, that's one of the old school. That's old school.
That's the best answer we've gotten yet. I love it.
Come and talk to me.
Exactly. That's my favorite. That's one of my favorite right there.
I know it's going to be your headphones when you're pregame warming up. This way.
Yeah.
We kind of touched on it a little bit, or you did, but we didn't mention it in the questions. Just talk a little bit about the experience of getting to play in the college football playoff against Texas, and then getting to play in the national championship. Like what was that atmosphere like for you guys down there on the field and in the whole week media day?
It was crazy. It was crazy. It was like, it was so crazy because it's like, it's even crazy to get to that point, but like being in that moment and stuff like that, like it's like we worked so hard for that moment, and then like even the Texas game up to the win, it was like super crazy because it was like that game came down to the wire and everybody was like older clinching and stuff like that. So it was like, it was a great experience, and having the fans out there too, the fans that like supported came all the way down there for both games, the national championship and the Texas game. So it was like, it was so great seeing everybody. The atmosphere was so good. Like, that's the environment that you want to be in. Because, like, that's what you, like, thrive in, for real. Because, like, that's the games you want to be in, like, every year and stuff like that. So you can, like, build your, like, yeah. Like, you here for real. Like, you like came to play. So, yeah. That's one experience I'll say.
Let's see. What do we got here? we asked this of Anthony James, and you and your brother's name came up. Who do you think is the biggest eater on the team?
Our names came up.
Anthony James said Habib Bello and you guys were the biggest eaters on the team.
He tell it.
I say Habib and Alenius Davis.
Oh yeah, that's Mr. Stout right there.
Yeah, he be eating.
That's Mr. Stout.
Mm-hmm.
He tell it.
What's your go to meal when you're not eating at the facility? What's your favorite thing to eat?
I ain't gonna lie, it's a Wingstop.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep. I eat Wingstop.
What's your flavor?
It just came up with a honey hot rub.
Yeah.
That was good. And the garlic parmesan.
Come on.
I haven't tried the new one. I have to get that.
Fries too. That'd be good.
That hot honey rub is fire, bro.
It's fire. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, y'all got me wanting to get chicken wings now.
Yeah, it's good.
When you're not at school or in the facility working out and practicing and all that, what can we catch you doing? What's your favorite hobbies outside of football?
I'll be watching Netflix all day if I don't work out or doing nothing. I can sit here and watch movies all day. Or watch YouTube. That's like literally, I can watch. Like, if you name a movie on Netflix, I already watched it probably. That's how much movies I'll be watching, like, when I don't be working on and stuff like that. So, yeah.
What would you say is the best movie you've seen this year or the best Netflix movie that you've seen recently?
Recently, I'll say, that's tough. I'll say my favorite movie would probably be Avengers Infinity War. That's one movie I'll say that's like
one
of my favorites.
Classic.
So, yeah. There's a lot of good ones, too. And The Beekeeper just came out. That was a good one.
I haven't seen that.
It's good.
That's what, like, Kiki Pong. I forgot who the main person was. But
I forgot the, he be playing in a lot of movies. He was playing, in that movie with Dwayne and Rock Johnson. Mm-hmm. He was like the, Hobbs and Shaw, the second main character.
Okay.
Yeah, he was Statham. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to have to
look at
that now.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. It's good.
I just watched that Airbender. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the Airbender.
That was fire, bro. That was
good too. I just finished watching that one too. So yeah,
that was fire. It made me nerd out and watch like all three seasons of the actual cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been.
That's what I wanted to do too. Because it was saying that you gotta wait until like 2 years to make another like season of it. I was like, oh, I gotta wait a 2 seasons. I gotta rewatch the first season if that happens. So it's like, yeah,
I couldn't wait.
Another show is Money Heist.
Oh yeah. I like
Money,
that one.
Money Heist is good. So yeah, that's one show I like.
All right, kind of jumping off of that, or like in the vein of entertainment and media. What's the excitement level for you and the team in general with the return of NCAA/college football 2025 coming out from EA? It's been, I know a ton of us in the fan base are super excited because it's been an 11-year gap since the last one. But what do you feel about that? And what's the feeling like in the team?
Everybody excited for it. It was like everybody said that's going to buy it as soon as it came out and start playing. I would like, create a dynasty. I was like, yeah, this is going to be a lit game for real. It's going to be even better.
But you guys get a free.
Yeah, we get a free. Because of NIL thing. So it's like it's gonna be lit, and it's gonna be even more exciting because I'm gonna be in the game. Like put me at a little D tackle in there a little bit, so like to play myself a little bit. So yeah, that'll be fun to do. So
doing a little of the stats editing, bump up the speed, you know,
a little bit.
Make it 2-way player, get you some reps in RB too.
Put me up running back. Put a little 1-play quarterback and just throw it a little bit. So a little bit, just a tiny bit.
There you go.
So, yeah.
I still play 14, man. So how much I'm like waiting for this one to come.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, that gap between when spring ball ends and like before you guys' fall camp, like I'll go through 2.5 preseasons just in the summertime.
Yep.
Just like
yep.
Yeah.
That's my whole summer plan pretty much.
It's gonna be fun.
Yep. I've taken days off from work in the past, like back in like my mid-20s. I'd take, you know, like, oh, release day. I'll take the day off. Like, don't bother me.
Mm-hmm. Hood, Hooligan, you guys got anything else for him?
No, I mean, no, not really. Just, you know, your position group is definitely slept on. You know what I mean? I would just ask outside of you, your brother, who's a young person in your room that, you know, we should be looking out for?
I'll say Alenius Davis.
Yes, sir.
He'd be putting that work in. He'd be getting extra looking at the playbook more and stuff like that, like coming in for extra treatment and working out and stuff like that, because he wanna be great. So I could see it in him. Like, he could be great and stuff like that. So yeah, you gotta look out for him, because he can do something for real.
And lastly, I'll say, man, who is the toughest offensive lineman that you had to go up against? I would say on your own team, obviously.
I say Troy, and who was playing guard? Parker Bresford. He good. He know how to play. So it was a good challenge, like working with him. So it was good, like going against him and stuff like that, and practicing and stuff like that. So yeah, it was a good challenge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. The whole O line was good, because they won the O line award. So it was like, yeah, it was all good. So yeah.
But you picked the right ones. You might have picked the first rounder. You know what I'm saying? So you didn't pick the wrong one.
Kind of in that same vein, I forgot one there. Some of these guys that transferred in from Arizona, I know they're starting to show up on campus and all that kind of stuff. Have you gotten to interact with those guys, and how are they kind of getting along with the locker room?
Yeah, people were interacting with them. We were just saying what's up. Like, we'd be working out, like, we'd be dabbing each other up, like seeing how they is and stuff like that, how they adjusting to it, and they saying they adjusting to it fine and stuff like that. So yeah, we've just been talking in the locker room, like chit-chat and stuff like that, and see how they is and stuff like that, how they like it. So yeah, that's pretty much what we've been doing, like making sure they feel like welcome in the locker room and stuff like that, because, you know, it's like, it'd be hard to change from a different locker room to another one. So yeah, that's what we've been doing, like keep welcoming to the locker room, open arms and stuff like that. So yeah.
And I'll just say lastly, these keep popping up, player. If you weren't playing football, man, what would you be doing? Like, what would you? What are some of those passions?
I'll say, if I wasn't playing football, I'll probably be like, that's tough.
That's a great answer.
I don't see myself doing anything.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't, like, in my mind, I can't even think of myself else doing other than football right now.
That's a great answer.
So that's what my answer would be.
Locked in. Love it.
That's awesome.
Lastly, do you want to just give you the floor for a minute? You got a message for the Husky faithful, for the listeners, all that kind of stuff. And what do you got to say to the fans?
I just say I like the support of the Husky fans. And I can't wait for the season to come around, even spring ball, to see how our defense is going to go crazy and our offense is going to score touchdowns. So I appreciate y'all for having me.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you see how we show up, man. Mm-hmm. Like, home game,
Yeah, it's going to be lit.
We got a Friday night spring game this year. Everybody better pack that out.
I know. A night game, too? Ooh.
Guys, it's going to be lit. I got a little goosebumps.
Ooh, it's going to be lit.
You guys going to be hurt.
It's going to be lit.
You going to be listening to his jealousy, you know.
Get ready in the locker room.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, man. Thanks so much. Go Dogs.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Go Dogs.